down. For allergy sufferers, strap in because this may be one of the worst allergy seasons ever. Have you heard the scary news, Bill?
Yeah.
Do you have allergies?
Everywhere. No, I'm fine, but many people around me suffer from them. And then I disassociate myself with them.
We have some doctors from North Shore University Health System with us today. And we have Dr. Deba Masood and Dr. Leslie Mendoza-Temple of North Shore University Health System. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
I have to tell you, I never had allergies as a kid to anything. And then when I was getting married almost 18 years ago, I developed what I thought was a cold. And I went in to see my doctor, and she said, oh, no, this is seasonal allergies. October, this is allergies. We have to put you on prednisone. The bad news is you might gain a little weight. And I said, I have been to Weight Watchers. I have lost weight for my wedding day. I am not going to do that. And it turns out now that every year since I married Jim, I get allergies every October. So either it's allergies to seasonal things or to my husband.
Hmm.
Any suggestions?
Husbandectomies.
Oh, husbandectomy. Yeah.
You don't do those, right?
The answer.
All right, good, because I'm fine with that. But really, 1 in 5 Americans suffer from allergies, and you can develop them at any time. Is that true?
That's true. Allergies you can develop at any time. About 20% of the U.S. population suffers from allergy and feels like a perpetual cold. It comes on the same time every year. So yours, Wendy, is probably ragweed or mold, which starts in August and continues into September and October. And mold peaks in the humid summer once and lingers until the frost and goes away after the first hard frost.
Why so often? It seems the spring and the fall are really the hot seasons for allergies. Am I imagining that? Why would that be?
Well, that's a particular pollen season. In the spring, we have the tree pollen that pollinates mid-March, April and May, and subsequently ragweed mid-August to the end of September, October. So if you're sensitized to those pollens, you will feel the allergy symptoms.
It seems when the weather changes now, I have springtime allergies, and then when it gets cold in October, But I only had one to begin with. But how come you can develop them at any point? That seems odd. Either you're allergic to something or you're not.
You can. Typically, maybe in childhood, but you can develop them anytime. And if you go to a different location, for example, the East Coast or the West Coast, you can develop their pollen season allergies in about 2 to 3 pollen seasons. So that may change.
So you can use medication, you can use nasal sprays, but there's also some holistic ways to take care of allergies. And Dr. Mendoza-Temple, you're more into the holistic approach?
Correct. I look at augmenting therapies that Dr. Masood might use, or if patients can't tolerate the medications or they're not successful enough at handling them, I'll use things that will help support them, like traditional Chinese medicine, which is acupuncture and herbs, or we'll use some herbal medicines. And I think that quelling inflammation and helping modulate the immune response will help people not have such crazy reactions to their allergies. Plus, if you pile on the medications that Dr. Masood has recommended, then you've got the best package, and that's what integrative medicine is about, is combining conventional medicine with holistic therapies.
And you can go to northshore.org to find out all about this. I have had an earache for 4 months, and I went to my GP, and he said, your eustachian tube is a little clogged up because of sinus issues. Do the Flonase spray, and if it doesn't get any better, call us again. It's still bad. So can allergies end up in your ear?
Absolutely. It's all about inflammation, Wendy. So helpful to start out and find out what you're allergic to, and then we can tailor a plan according to your allergic needs.
That's fine. Well, what sort of a test? One of my daughters had a thing where they I think they scratched her skin with a bunch of things. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
An allergy test?
They do the skin testing, find out exactly what you're allergic to. And studies have shown that if you start a treatment prior to the onset of allergies, you have a better outcome.
Really?
So stay ahead of it?
Stay ahead of it, yes.
Yeah. Dr. Mendoza Temple, what is this potion that was put in front of me?
I've handed you an elixir of magic. Actually, along the lines of Dr. Masood's thinking, is that if you start ingesting local raw honey that has the pollens that have been kind of mixed in from that landed on the bee's coat
right.
when they were making honey, that you might be able to desensitize a little bit better to whatever that bee was exposed to. And in addition to what I have in that concoction with the honey is turmeric, which is a potent anti-inflammatory. So you get miserable because of inflammation in your nose, at the roof of your mouth and the eyes. So that helps quell it. And there's a little black pepper in there to help drive the turmeric through the bloodstream to where it needs to go.
Am I supposed to try this?
Yeah, you have
it. On myself.
Yeah, so you can just ingest a little tablespoon. So it's raw honey mixed with turmeric into a paste.
A little taste or a whole teaspoon?
Oh, just a little bit, yeah. Okay. So.
Chug, 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 chug.
It's kind of a gooey-looking, pasty
looks like peanut butter, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to give it to you and make airplane noises as I give it to you?
If you could see her face.
Oh, that looks delicious.
I got to tell you, it's really good.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
It's a little grainy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot there's ginger in there as well, which is another.
Oh, I don't like ginger.
It's just a little bit, tiny amount.
Right.
So all of that combined, I like that concoction for colds as well. So it helps locally deal with the inflammation you're suffering from allergies.
So where do you get this stuff? Do you make this? Do you teach people how to make it, and then you keep it in a container at your house? And you have a teaspoonful a day?
You could definitely do that. So it's definitely a home kitchen remedy.
And health food stores would have everything you just described, wouldn't they? Most good health food stores? Yeah.
I will bet you have this in your kitchen cabinet.
Oh,
right,
really?
Now.
Mm-hmm. All I got is Cocoa Puffs in my kitchen cabinet.
Everyone has a 7-year-old bottle of turmeric when they tried to make Indian food.
Oh, really?
Day. That's how it was for me. But now I use a lot. I go through a lot more turmeric now because of this.
I feel better already. Not really.
It's cured you. What's in pollen that screws with us? What exactly is doing that to us?
So pollen attaches itself to the lining of the nose. Mm-hmm. And on that part, it's very good to start out with salt water irrigation. Dr. Mendoza has a beautiful neti pot here. And what that does, it literally washes the pollen from the lining of your nose. And also, when you apply the topical nasal medications like fluticasone or Flonase, which is over-the-counter other one is Nasacort or Triamcinolone, they work better on a nice, clean surface. So start out with that, and then subsequently your medication, and that will help quell the inflammation or the swelling. And when you have the swelling in your sinuses, it's reflected in the eustachian tube to your ear. So when you take those measures and inflammation is quelled, then your sinuses open up and your eustachian tube opens up, and you feel better.
It's a jolt the first time or two that you use one of those, either a neti pot or one of those medications.
Yes.
It does work really well, but that first time or two,
does.
It takes some getting
some
used to.
Some of my patients akin to waterboarding.
Yes.
Yes, and some adore it. So
right.
My doctor
spectrum.
Actually told me not to use the neti pot again. I use the spray bottle one, and I guess I use too much force.
You can do that as well.
And he said, don't ever do that again.
On Guantanamo Bay, they would give people the option if they wanted waterboarding or the neti pot.
Right,
many people went with the waterboarding.
Nice. All right, you should stick your finger in that and try a little of that.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll
think about it.
There's another fresh smoke.
Oh,
it's
could you bring some Ben and Jerry's up? I might be allergic. I want to make sure I'm not allergic to that.
Can we share this recipe
absolutely
on our Facebook page and at Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, because this is something that you probably do have laying around the house and can make this, and it makes sense to desensitize your body. I'm wondering why there are so many peanut allergies these days, and we didn't have it when we were growing up. Is that because we've become too careful with giving kids stuff where they could get dirty and playing in the mud? Is there any relation to that?
Well, I think the way we process our peanuts, we roast them, and that makes some antigens come out that we can be sensitive to. In contrast, in Asia, Southeast Asia, they eat them naturally boiled. So,
but we didn't know any. There wasn't. We've taught Wendy and I have discussed this. There was no kid that we knew all the time we were growing up that had a peanut allergy, and now you'd be hard pressed in a class to find anybody who doesn't know somebody who's got a peanut allergy. That happened very fast, didn't it?
Yeah, that does. You have to take your precautions, carry your EpiPen,
yeah,
and antihistamines, yes.
All right, we're talking about allergy symptoms, and we have Dr. Deba Masood and Dr. Leslie Mendoza Temple of North Shore University Health System. Before we let you go, we have a call. You mentioned turmeric that's involved in this, included rather, in this little concoction. And Mike, you had a question for the good doctors?
Yes, I was wondering if the turmeric would be also good for anti-inflammatory for like arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and all kinds of inflammation like that.
You're absolutely right, Mike. I have used that as an application for the whole system, the whole body. And one of the tricks to getting turmeric to go through your gut and into your bloodstream is to pair it with a little bit of black pepper. And that will help your body get the turmeric it needs to the joints, which can help quell inflammation pretty much anywhere.
There you have it. So we'll post this recipe on our Facebook page.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Do you notice she said gut?
Yes. That's Wendy's favorite word.
Well, I take probiotics, Natron's Healthy Trinity, and isn't that a great thing to take as probiotics? The gut controls our whole body pretty much.
It does. Actually, there was some research done on probiotics and environmental allergies, and they found that several strains, like Lactobacillus paracasei, is helpful for modulating, which means modifying the body's immune response to allergies, not just antibiotic-associated diarrhea or people who have like irritable bowel symptoms or really like just gassy and bloated and miserable.
You don't have to have digestive issues to start taking a probiotic.
You don't. You know, there are some caveats, though. If you're a person who's really immunocompromised or there are a lot of tubes and wires going in everywhere, you're in the ICU, these are places we don't start probiotics. But we actually have about 1.5 to 2 pounds of bacteria in our guts and on our body.
That yes, you do too, Bill.
This fact helped me get over germophobia really quick because you can't win. It's everywhere.
It's there. Yeah.
But you want this to be either these bacteria to be a healthy population to help you function better. We've actually outsourced a lot of our human functions to bacteria, and we are outnumbered 10 to 1 bacteria to human cell. So bacteria always wins in terms of population. So if you can seed your body with healthy colonies of good bacteria, you can help your immune system behave more appropriately. And that's where immune function is important because the allergies are, it's like your immune system just kind of goes haywire. It goes crazy, histamine's released, inflammation's everywhere. Oh, it's like Armageddon. So if you can temper that down, then you're going to be a lot more happy.
See, and Dr. Leslie Mendoza Temple is more the holistic approach, and Dr. Deba Masood is more the traditional medical approach, and the two work together.
That's right.
You're quite a little tag team, ladies.
Yes, we are.
We are.
Real quick, our immune system diminishes as we get older, doesn't it?
It can. And a healthy immune system needs several things. It needs healthy amounts of sleep, quality sleep. It needs to be fed well, mostly plants, vegetables, and fruits. And if you look at what probiotics like to stick around in the gut, they want to find fiber from plants so they will stay in your gut and then proliferate. Because you can swallow probiotics all day. They'll just go right through you if your diet is junk.
Yeah.
So if you eat fruits and veggies on a more regular basis and take your probiotics and eat fermented vegetables, if you like kefir, Greek yogurt, if you're not dairy intolerant, then you've got the nicest combination around.
Good.
You got a little bacteria on the side of you.
I know. I put it there to make you guys feel at home.
All right. Well, if you'd like to find out more and how you can help yourself this allergy season, which is rumored to be a really bad one, you can go to northshore.org. Again, we'd like to thank Dr. Deba Masood, Dr. Leslie Mendoza Temple of North Shore University Health System. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
More after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.